Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. And just like that, all of a sudden, tomorrow is July the 1st, and with the turn of the month comes a few important changes for consumers. RBB has provided an overview as follows. Whereas in the past, you had to put up with long waiting times on hotlines or spend ages searching through frequently asked questions, in the future, it will be easier to cancel customer contracts. If a contract is made online, it must also be possible to terminate it easily online as well, starting July 1st, using a cancellation button. Ideally, customers will receive confirmation immediately after termination, usually by an email. After the tobacco tax was increased on January 1st, liquids for e-cigarettes and vaporizers are now following suit. An amendment to the Tobacco Act will trigger a jump in prices. Whether with or without nicotine, a tax of €1.60 will then be due per 10 milliliters of liquid. And this is only the first stage of a gradual increase. On January 1st, 2024, the tax will rise to €2, a year later to €2.60, and finally to €3.20 in 2026. An additional tax will also be levied on hookah tobacco. Deposit-free cans and bottles will no longer be available in stores from July 1st. Previously, it was still possible to sell off remaining stock in deposit-free packaging, but this will be prohibited by the cutoff date. Most manufacturers of juice and other previously exempt beverages have already made the switch, and in the future, the deposit logo will appear on all beverages except milk in plastic bottles. New rules will apply to new cars in the future, and warning systems will have to be installed as of July 6th. This means that drivers will be warned of falling asleep at the wheel, and an interface for checking breath alcohol levels will also have to be installed. DHL will raise prices for parcels and packages on July 1st, aligning online and branch prices in the process. Previously, postage online was cheaper in some cases than in the branch. The price of a small parcel will increase by 20 cents and will cost €3.99 in the future. A parcel weighing up to 5 kilos will cost €6.99, 50 cents less than the previous in-branch price, but €1 more than previously paid online. And international shipments will also become more expensive. Next, old electrical appliances such as cell phones, hair dryers, or toasters must be taken back free of charge by supermarkets and discounters starting in July. Namely, all markets that sell electrical appliances or electronic devices, at least sometimes. Online retailers will also have to take back discarded electrical appliances as well. For larger appliances, such as TVs or washers and dryers, however, this only applies if a new appliance is purchased as well. The coronavirus testing regulation expires on July 1st, and as a result, as of now, there will be no more free citizen testing. This is particularly problematic with regard to visits to care facilities, such as nursing homes, because this requires a negative antigen rapid test or PCR test from a certified testing center. And so far, there is no solution to the problem. After 4 years, the BVG is ending the Barrel Koenig project as planned. Therefore, on July 20th, the minibuses will transport passengers through the city for the last time. A total of 1.85 million people were transported in this way. And pensions will rise from July 1st. Although lower than planned, from July, pensioners are expected to receive 4.6% more pension in the West and 5.3% more in the East. And lastly, for those utilizing the program, don't forget to buy your new €9 ticket for the month of July. Vaccinations against the monkeypox virus are to start soon in Berlin. According to Health Senator Ulrike Gothe, the goal is to start the process next week after the Senate meeting on Tuesday. She explained that 30 to 50 people become infected in Berlin every day, and that action must be taken quickly. So far, 557 monkeypox cases have been registered in Berlin. That's two-thirds of Germany-wide infections. And as per the RKI, the pathogen is mostly transmitted from person to person through close physical contact. Senator Gota added, quote, "So far as we know, the disease in Berlin is spreading exclusively among men who have sex with men," unquote. That said, all populations can become infected with the virus. The plan is to initially deliver the vaccine to HIV focus practices, the Charité Hospital, and the Clinic for Infectious Diseases at St. Joseph Hospital in Tempelhof. There, it will be offered preferentially to contact persons of those infected with the virus. The senator explained that because the vaccine is initially only made available in limited quantities, the STIKO recommends currently offering vaccination preferentially to exposed contact persons and persons at increased risk of infection. A larger shipment of vaccine is expected starting in the second half of July. Berlin is to receive 80,000 of the 200,000 vaccine doses ordered by the federal government. According to the senator, vaccination is an important component in containing the outbreak of the virus. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.